Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yes, sir. In the loop, Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Atitula. Complete with a frog in my throat, apparently.
I'm trying to cover for you best I can.
I think that's everybody.
I'm the same way, man.
Pull the curtain back. I'm being a good teammate. I'm trying my best. Every time he turns off his mic, I go, yeah. Sure.
Like, honestly, I'm very much a pull the curtain back. I just don't want to cough or like whatever and clear my throat in y'all's ears. Yeah. That'd be very weird. Apparently also the internet up here having a little bit of a frog in its throat. Mm-hmm. So I was saying
everybody that, under the weather.
Yeah, that was like the YouTube and the Twitch. Yeah, it's been up and down. So it's up now though.
Good.
It's up now, but I can't guarantee that it won't be down a little later. So hang out with us on those various platforms: YouTube, Sports Radio 610, twitch.tv/ 610 Houston. Those are available, but you can always get us on the Odyssey app. That one doesn't crash nearly as much. And then you can always get involved with the program by texting in to the text line, 713-572-4610. Tops drop, fat pad, all that, good vibes. Not great vibes, though, when it comes to what happened yesterday, including this that knocked Spencer Arrighetti out of the game.
Big chop to first, over the head of DeZenzo, into right field. Two more runs are going to score. It's a 7-run first inning for the Reds. And that's going to be the end of the day for the American League Rookie of the Month in August. The Reds absolutely flipped the script tonight. Even that ball was chopped, and DeZenzo couldn't quite make the play.
I mean, when it rains, it pours.
Talk about it, because it wasn't even 7-0 at the end of the first, right? It got to 9. And all 9 of those were earned runs that were charged to Spencer Arrighetti. You heard he didn't make it out of the first 2/3 of an inning.
Man, that was a throwback Arrighetti start, man.
That was Arrighetti and meatballs.
That was Arrighetti back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, it was just painful to watch. And you guys mentioned it, right? Like, this is something that, one, we hadn't seen from him in a little while, right? Yeah. Obviously, he had his AL Rookie of the Month, outing when it came to August. August was fantastic. Mm-hmm. With all the strikeouts. In fact, our guy, T-Mill, Tyler Milner of The Drive, he made it his Stone Cold Lock of the
Week. Stone Cold
maybe
Lock.
Maybe in a month. Yeah, that's going to go around quite a bit. The idea that, hey, man, Arrighetti's going to get out here and throw 5.5 plus strikeouts in this game. You know how how many he got in this game, Lopez?
How many did he get?
He got not a single one.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, no, and look, it was kind of one of those things where as you're watching it, you're wondering, and I think on the broadcast on Sports City Home Network, they asked it explicitly, is he tipping pitches? Because, like, the Reds were mm-hmm. seeing the ball out of his hand very well, or maybe they were just, and it wasn't just the fastball. It was the four-seam fastball mm-hmm. a decent amount, I will say, right? The four-seamer out of his hand, it seemed like they were getting on top of that a decent amount. But in the zone, he wasn't locating it well as well. Before I even moved to the idea in the zone, out the zone, he wasn't locating it all that well. Like, I think a few of the times as he started, you know, walking some folks, it was just some bad pitches that got away from him. And so it felt like maybe the command went away from him a little bit. But also they were seeing the ball out of his hand pretty well.
It had all the markings of a guy that was tipping his pitches. Espada alluded to it in no uncertain terms. I mean, he was very, very adamant. Well, they really knew what was coming, didn't they? You know, that kind of thing. So I'm not going to say he wasn't tipping his pitches, but I think they were just. I think they were just.
Well, let's get Arrigetti cut four here because he was asked explicitly. Do you think maybe you were tipping your pitches?
I mean, I'll check, but I'm really doubtful. I don't ever chalk it up to that. I would rather just take accountability for it as is. I mean, if I was giving away information, that's on me as well. So if there is something, then I'll find out. And I've done it twice already this year. So if there is, I'll figure it out. But I don't think so.
He might have gotten into a bad habit that people picked up on. But you know, kudos to him for not making excuses. And I just don't. I mean, they were taking some shots, good swings off of him. So it had the markings of it. But the dude has been nails, and he's been doing the same. He's not going to change, you know, his approach or his windup or anything. But maybe he did. I don't think so though.
Yeah, I don't know if it was tipping pitches. I honestly lean towards just he couldn't get his fastball into the right places. Like, all right, so the Jonathan Indian home run that started this out. Now this I know that you know obviously radio not a visual medium, but John, you can kind of help me out here, right? The four seam fastball that's happening right here. I think that baseball players will call that belt high if you're trying to be clean, and they call it a male appendage high if they were not trying to be clean, right?
That is what people in my old neighborhood used to call a papa.
Yeah, man,
a big potato.
Ellie De La Cruz four seam fastball that got hit.
More papa,
right? I mean, like, you can go through a lot of these.
Look at that right down the middle.
Four seam fastball, right? Like, he just couldn't get the fastball where he want him. Couldn't locate him nearly at all, right? I don't know if that's tipping pitches, but so I am kind of encouraged in, well, I don't know if that's encouraging necessarily, but it felt like just it was a bad day at the office, right? Definitely correctable, especially just because I wonder if it was just you game out, you didn't have a great day, you didn't have your stuff going, and it felt like it got worse because of something else that wasn't Arrigetti's fault, which was, can you give me cut three, the play-by-play cut three here, Fig? Because it was started bad. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, right? Mm-hmm. He's putting meatballs in the middle, and of course the Cincinnati Reds can take advantage of that offensively, and they did take advantage of that. But this probably should have been a 3-run first inning where he gets, you know, 32 pitches. It's, you know, a heavy workload, but you know, one where he probably has an opportunity
to get back to the dugout, talk to the pitching coach, try to figure it out.
Yes.
What are you doing on your windup, etc.?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Now, this is the thing that is problematic more so for me than Spencer Argetti himself was what happened here.
France on third, Fraley on second, Espinal on first, and an 0-2 count to Ahmed Rosario. Hit sharply, but past Jeremy Pena into center field. Two runs are going to score. Chaz McCormick comes in and will underhand it back to Pena. That was sharply hit, but a ball that Jeremy would like to have another shot at.
Yeah. And the idea that that was hit past him might be a little bit kind. Like, he had a very, very good opportunity to play that. In fact, I think later in the broadcast, they were mentioning how if that's a home game, or, you know, if that's not a home game for Cincinnati, right, if that's in Houston, that probably gets marked as an error.
For sure it would be an error.
As opposed to a hit.
And we talked about this yesterday, like just yesterday. You know, I brought up the question, are we kind of looking in the wrong place for what might be the red flag, you know, as you get into some postseason games and every at-bat is magnified, et cetera. We've been talking about, well, we need to get these guys healthy. We need to get these guys hitting the ball better. No, man, I think the defense has been an issue. And Espada, this was the only thing that I went like, come on, man. Espada was talking about the defense after the game and said he wasn't worried.
No, not at all. You know, the last four or five games against Casey, we played excellent defense. And, you guys didn't ask me about that. So I'm not very concerned about that. You know, if we're just going to talk about every time we make an error about our defense, that's not fair, I think.
Okay, it is fair, first of all, and he getting a little salty there, as T-Mail put in the doc when he was...
Wait, like, y'all didn't ask me when we were doing our job?
So, like, when Jeremy Pena gets a ball like that cleanly and throws it to first, we're supposed to say, hey, can you tell us about the regular decent play that he made that is expected of any major league shortstop? Can you talk about that? Is that what we're supposed to do? That one did bother me a little bit.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah, because he's like, you didn't ask me about all the good plays. Well, that's a major league shortstop play, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that...
At least if you're going to be a above average shortstop, that's the thing that's terrifying.
Yeah.
26-year-old Jeremy Pena, athletic still, right, in his prime. In fact, probably early before his prime, if we're going to be completely honest in the way that this should go.
Yeah.
He's a -4 outs above average, right? When we talk defensively, a statistic that kind of gives you an idea on how a fielder plays. -4 this season compared to 2 last season and a 7 in 2022.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he's just... It is a full swing away from being an above average, maybe even a really good defensive shortstop, to just being well below average. And that's so unexpected, and it's so inconvenient for being a high level team.
That's about as irritated as you'll ever hear Joe Espada, which tells me he is worried. He said, I'm not worried. No, your whole approach there, we're going to talk about regular shortstop plays. It means he is a little bit irritated and worried. But the other thing he said, well, we've been playing pretty good defense recently. And I'm paraphrasing, but that's kind of what he said. No, they haven't. Like they haven't. They've got seven errors in their last 9 games, 10 errors in their last 13 games. And more importantly, it's not just about the errors that you've been credited or given, like what the official scorer says. They rank 21st for the season. That's bottom third, but anyway, any way you cut it,
right?
In defensive runs saved. In other words, they're not making good plays.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not all about errors. It's about, do you play good defense? The answer right now is no.
And you see, I mean, yesterday was a tangible example of the physical, like the actual effects of that, which is Argetti gets bounced out of that game way early. And of course, he wasn't in a great place, but if you pick him up, like we said, maybe he can regroup and find a way to give you 3 innings, right? Yeah. 4 innings. He gave you 2/3 of an inning, and then it became a bullpen game. And now tonight,
yeah,
the starter has to go make sure that he gives you innings, because you could not get a little bit, help your guy out, get him out of a situation where he was struggling. And so, yeah, I think all the way around, horrible, terrible, no good, very bad outing
love
for the Astros.
Saying. I love that.
And saying. They're going to try and, you know, salvage a series as they haven't beat the Reds in God knows how long and forever. And so they need to make that happen tonight. I believe it's Hunter Brown on the mound for them, and hopefully he can get the mojo back going good, and more importantly, hopefully he can give them some depth, you know, go really long in this outing so that you can give your, you know, give your bullpen a little opportunity to get a breather.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Get back to positive ways so that we don't have to do that again. We're not mad, we're just disappointed. It's In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. What's your sports pet peeve? 713-572-4610. Send us your sports pet peeves. We'll talk about ours next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.